Greetings and welcome back to another and ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now on in Gittin, Masachet Gittin, Daf Lamed Chet Amud Bet, in the middle of our discussion of the status of an Eved Kna'ani. And we pick up at the two versions of a halacha stated by Rav. The first version reported by Rabbah. Amar Rav. Hamakdish avdo yatsa l'cherut. If someone's makdish is eved, the eved goes free. My tama. So, why is this the case? Gufei lo kadish. First, you certainly cannot dedicate the body of an eved. Kedushat haguf is impossible. L'domi lo ka'amar. And we assume that he didn't mean I'm donating the value of this eved. So what, how do we interpret it? Delehave am kadosh ka'amar. When he said I'm makdish you, he means I'm mekadish you. I'm making you holy, a member of the am kadosh. And as I mentioned at the end of the previous podcast, when you free an eved kanani, he moves up in status to be a full Yisrael. Rav Yosef amar Rav. Rav Yosef had a different version of what Rav said. Hamafkir avdo yatsa l'cherut. If you declare your eved ownerless, and this is something we saw in the previous podcast about eved ish, then he goes free. Amanda amar makdish kol shekein mafkir. Certainly, Rav will agree. Rabba will agree that if you're mafkir, your eved goes free. If you're makdish, amanda amar mafkir avo makdish lo. However, Rav Yosef will claim that if you're mafkir, your eved goes free, but if you're makdishim, he doesn't. Dilma the domi kamar, because maybe you really did mean I'm donating his value to the Beit HaMikdash. Now, ibaya lehu tzarek et shichor lo tzarich. In either case, meaning if you say, like Rabba's version, which is that in both cases he's yotze lecherut, or Korner of Yosef mafkirim, does he need to get shichor, or is he automatically free? And this we already saw Shmuel deal with previously. Shmuel's opinion was that if you're mafkir, your eved, he goes free, and you don't need to get shichur. That's the story with the with his amma who was redeemed. Toshma dam Rav Chiya bar Avin amar Rav echad ze v'echad ze yatsa l'cherut v'tzarich get shichur. Rav said that in any case an eved goes free and he needs to get shichur. Now, amar Rabba umotvin anashmatin. Rabba said, and we challenge that ruling with the following. Hamakdish nechasav, ayuban avadim. Let's say a person says, everything I own is hekdesh, and that includes avadim. Eina gizbarim neshayin lotzian lecherut. The treasurers of the mikdash are not allowed to free the avadim. Mochrin otan lacherim v'achrim lotzin otan lecherut. They can sell them to other people who then donate that money to the Beit HaMikdash, and those people can then free them. Rebbe Omer, Omer ani afuno tein dmei atzmo v'yotze. The Eved himself can pay his way out. Neshehu kemochrolo. It's like he's buying himself, and then he goes free. Now, the upshot of that is that everybody seems to agree, though, that he needs a gachichur, that being makdishim doesn't set him free automatically. So matnitin karami talei to Rav. So the question posed to Rabba is, are you challenging Rav with a braita? Our notion is that Amoraim cannot have an independent opinion which does not have any Tanaitic support and which goes against a Tanaitic ruling. But Rav Tanha Ufalig, Rav, who was a student of Rebbe, has accorded the status of a Tana, and therefore he can have his own independent opinion and disagree with the Tanaim. So that's not a challenge. Toshma, Ach Kocher Masher Yochoram, etc. Me Adam. At the end of Parsha Sefer Vayikra, with the discussion of all of the Hekdeshot, it includes any kind of Cherim you make, any kind of Hekdesh you make, including Me Adam. What's the Drasha? Elu Avadav Shifchotav Akranim. That refers to you, Eved Kanani. So you see that it could be hektish. So hachamai askinim da amar ladame. That's talking about a case where you said ladame. In other words, Rabba will defend himself and say, Rav, who cannot disagree with this, because this is evidently a traditional limud on the pasuk, that says that you can be makdish ravadim, and says, yeah, that's if you explicitly said, I'm donating the value, but if you just stam said hektish, we'll interpret it according to Rabba, we'll interpret it as saying you are now a member of Am Kadosh. So, ihachi irachnami damar ludami. So why don't we then interpret the previous bright, instead of saying Rav disagrees with it, why don't we say the previous bright is also where the guy said ludami? But that doesn't work. Because what do we say the ruling is? The Gizbarim are not allowed to free the Avadim. Gizborim Ma'avitayu. What are the Gizborim doing with the Eved? If the guy said Ladami, then the Eved doesn't even play a role. You just estimate how much the Eved is worth and give that money to the Beit HaMikdash. The Gizborim don't have any hold over the Eved. And the next piece of it, which is Tanakama's position, which is the Gizborim then sell the Eved to somebody else, and that person frees him. What are other people doing with this Eved? The Eved doesn't move. According to you, if he said Ladami, then that means the Eved's worth $200. Okay, fine. The Eved stays put, and you give $200 to the Beit HaMikdash, and that's it. And also Rebbe's dissent, where he says the Eved can buy his way out. How can you explain that if the guy said Ladami? In other words, again, the Eved's not being transferred and selling his, buying his way out and being sold to others. None of that happens. So we cannot explain the first bright that was brought as a challenge to Rav as being a case of Ladami. Therefore, we had to say Rav disagrees with it. The second bright, however, which is an explicit limud from the Pasuk in Vayikra, we'll say was a case where he said Ladami. And there Rav, of course, would agree that if a guy said the value of my Eved, I'm donating the value of my Eved to the Beit HaMikdash, that's a no-brainer. You, that's what you give. Toshma, hamakdish avdo otsevi ochel shelo hikdish el adamav. If you're makdish your Eved, the Eved continues to work, he's not himself hekdish. All you meant was that you're giving his value to the Beit HaMikdash. Again, a challenge to Rav, at least according to Rabba. So the answer is, hamani Rav Meir hi. Ah, they'll say that's only according to Rav Meir. What's Rav Meir's particular shita here? Damar ein adam otsid varav levatala. A person never says something meaninglessly. Meaning that if he said, I'm makdish my Eved, he meant for some value, and here it's the dummy. He didn't just mean to free him. And the end of that statement is, if a person is makdish himself, not the Eved, the free man is makdish himself, he continues to eat, all he meant was, I'm giving my value to the Beit HaMikdash. So, you have to accept it's Rav Meir. Shapir, then it works out fine. If you think it's the Rabbanan who say that a person indeed does say things which may not have meaning, I understand how you could say that about your slave. A person, a free man, doesn't have a monetary value that we can pin on him. Right? So therefore, you cannot say that it's Rabbanan. It has to be Rav Meir, which means that we're always going to interpret his words as being having the most effective meaning. And therefore, in this case, it meant I'm giving the value. Well, whatever the value is, I'm giving that to the Beit HaMikdash. But a Rabbanan would say no, he actually meant hektesh, or in the case of himself, he meant nothing. Now, lema ketanoi, perhaps this entire issue of being makdish and eved, whether it works or not, is a machlok ketanaim. Hamakdish avdo ein mo'alin bo. If a person's makdish is eved, and then somebody else uses the eved, there's no me'ila, because there's no hektesh on him. Shemagamliel omer mo'alin bisa'aro. If you use his hair, then there's me'ila, which is strange, and we'll get to the bottom of that in a minute. So my love, the Hakami Palgi, we start out by suggesting that this is their disagreement. Demar Sarah Kadosh, Rav Shim Gamliel says, if you're Makdish and Eved, he's really Kadosh, and therefore Mi'ila attaches to his body. Or Mar Sarah Lo Kadosh, and Chacham say no. Fatisbra, think about it. Hi Mo'alin Bo Vein Mo'alin Bo. Then the distinction should not be Mo'alin or not Mo'alin. Hi Kadosh Vein O Kadosh Mi'ba'ilo. They should have just said, Hamakdish Avdo Kadosh or Eno Kadosh. That should have been the disagreement. More to the point. Everybody agrees that if you're makdish your Eved, it is hektish, which is going to be a problem, of course, for Rav. Their machloket is as follows. Chachamim say an Eved is like karka. For many halachot, an Eved is like karka. An Eved can be an apoteki, and an Eved, you could take a shvuah on an Eved, etc. That an Eved can be nikra as karka, etc. Right, so that if an Eved is like Karka, there's no Me'ila, in Me'ila b'Karkot. Marsav metaltali dami. And Rav Shem Gamliel say he's like metaltalin. So, Iachin and Palgi b'Saro, li Palgi b'Gufo. So why are they having a disagreement about using his hair? It should be saying, if you have him carry something for you, that's Me'ila. El-Rechuli Alma Avda k'Mekarki dami. Everybody agrees that an Eved is like Karka. V'hacha b'Saro ha'omeh l'gazez k'mipalgi. Their disagreement is specifically about hair, because it's hair that's going to get cut. Everybody's hair gets cut after a while. Mar Savar Kigazuz Dami, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, since his hair is going to be cut, therefore we consider it already cut, and therefore Me'ila attaches to it as if it were separated. Umar Savar Lav Kigazuz Dami. Chacham say, no, as long as it's on the hair, it's on the head, it's on the head, it's not Gazuz, it's all Karka, and there's no Me'ila. Now, Lema, Hani Tanai, Kahani Tanai. So perhaps we can align Chacham and Shimon Gamliel, according to that last assessment, with the following Tanai. Dinan, Rameir, Omer, Yesh Dvarim Shehim Kekarka, Ve'enam Kekarka. Rameir says there's things that look like Karka, but they don't have a din of Karka. Ve'en Chacham Modimla. And Chacham disagree. Now, Kate said, what's that about? Esek Fanim Tu'unot Masarti Lach. If a person says to a Shomer, I gave you 10 laden vines that were full of grapes, and I want them back. V'halo omer einan ela chamesh. There were only 5. Now, the question is this modeh b'miktzat, which can only happen with metaltalin, and therefore there's a chiyuv shvuah or not? Reb Meir mechayev, v'chacham omim kol ha'ktuv mechuv l'karka reiku karka. Reb Meir is mechayev because he says, since these grapes, when I gave them to you, the vines were full, therefore they were going to be harvested, and therefore... and therefore it is like metaltalin, and therefore there's modu b'miktzat. And Chacham say, no, you gave him karka, and therefore there's kfirat karka, and there's no shibut, there's no shvua. Rabbi Yossi b'chanina, anavim ha'amdoli batzer yikabinayin. Rabbi Chanina explained that the machlok between them is about, the case where they're disagreeing, is about grapes that are about to be harvested. Rabbi Meir savar kibsurot damyan. They're as if they're already harvested, which means it's as if he gave him grapes separated from the vine. Rabbanan savri lav kibsurot damyan. And the Rabbanan say, no, if they're on the vine, they're on the vine, and that's karka, and there's no shvua. So it sounds like Rabbi Meir is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in the other discussion, which says since the hair is going to get cut, therefore it's already cut. No, afilu tim Rabbi Meir. Even Rabbi Meir would agree that the eved is no meila. Why? Ad kamo kamar Rabbi Meir hatam eleman avim. He said it about grapes. Dechama dekaim and micha shchichishi. As long as they stay on the vine, it's bad for them. You have to harvest them, otherwise they go bad. Aval hacha kamo dekai ashbuchim ishbach. Here, as long as the hair is on his head, the hair grows. The minute you cut the hair off, it dies. So even though you have to cut the hair off for the hygiene and for the appearance of the eved, nonetheless, it's not good for the hair. The grapes, on the other hand, have to be harvested. If they stay on the vine, they die. Okay. Kisalik Rav Chiya Bar Yosef. Rav Chiya Bar Yosef came to Eretz Yisrael. Amar lahai shmata derav kamid Rav Yochanan. He reported to Rav Yochanan what Rav had said, which is that if you makdish your eved, he goes free. Which, again, seems to go against much of the direction of the Tanaim. Amar le Amar Rav Hachi? He said, did Rav really say that? And our sense is that Rav Yochanan was surprised and somewhat upset. V'hu lo Amar Hachi? Wait, didn't Rav Yochanan say the same thing? V'amar ulam Rav Yochanan, hamafkir avdu yatzal l'cheirut v'tzarech get shichri. He said the exact same thing. So Hachi Kamarle, this is what Rav Yochanan said. Amar Rav Kavati, Rav says the same thing as me. I feel good that I have a colleague in Bavel who says the same thing as I do, which, by the way, is not the consensus of the Tanaim beforehand. Now, Ika Da'amri, according to one version, Lo Simua Kamei, they didn't finish telling Rabbi Yochanan what he had said. Amar Le V'lo Amar Rav Tzurich Keshichur. In other words, all they told Rabbi Yochanan is that the Mafkir Rebbe goes free, and Rabbi Yochanan interrupted and said, wait, doesn't he need to get Shichur? Which, of course, he does, and Rabbi Yochanan is in agreement with that. Rabbi Yochanan L'Tamei, Rabbi Yochanan is consistent with his own reasoning. Da'amar Ulam Rabbi Yochanan, Mafkir Avdur Etzalacher Tzurich Keshichur. And Rabbi Yochanan, his challenge was, does he need to get shichur? Because that's what he believes, and indeed, that's what Rav believes also. All right, good. Gufa, Amar Ulam Rav Yochanan, Mafkir Avdi Yatzal Cheru Tzarech Get Shichur. So that's the quote of what we just heard. Eitev Erev Ub Abba Le'ula. So now, Ula reported this in the name of Rav Yochanan. So it's a parallel discussion happening in Eretz Yisrael, as we had just had in Bavel. And he reported that Rav Yochanan said, if you're Mafkir, you have the Evid, he goes free, and you need to get shichur. Rav Abba challenged Ula with the following. Ger Shemet, a ger, which means he has no heirs. He died, Uviz Vizu Yisrael Nechasav. And he died, and his neighbors, who, you know, he has no heirs, his neighbors came and took his property, it's Hefker. Vayubayna Vadim. There were slaves there. Ben Gdolim, Ben Tanim, whether they're adults or minors, Kanu Atzman B'nei Chorin. The minute he died, they're free, and you can't grab them. Abba Shaul Omer Gdolim Kanu Atzman B'nei Chorin, Tanim Kol Amachzik Bahen Zachah Bahen. And Abba Shaul distinguishes and says that the adults are free, the Tanim are like any other property, whoever grabs them, grabs them. Now, we have to notice, though, that everybody agrees, at least, that the adults go free, and nobody wrote them to get shichur, and this should be a case of hefker. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that they need to get shichur to go free? Mechimi katav get shichur leilu. Who wrote to get shichur for these guys? Their owner died. So Amar dami haimid rabbanon kirlo gamri inchi shmaita. So Ula said about Rav Abba, who asked him, he said, this guy doesn't seem to get what's going on. He hasn't learned very well. So he didn't even answer him. Now we're going to answer it. But Tamamai, what's the reason that the lack of get shichur is not a problem? Nachman kasavra ula avdo de ger ki ishto. That the slave of a ger has a status just like his wife. If a ger dies, his wife is free. Ma ishto mishtolcha belo get. Afavadam mishtolchim belo get. He doesn't need a get. Same thing with the avadim, because he has no heirs. So ihachi afili Yisrael nami. So why isn't that true about a regular Yisrael? Amar kravi nachaltem. Because after all, a Yisrael dies, his wife goes free. She doesn't need a get. So why don't we say the same thing about the slaves of a Yisrael? So the answer is amar kravi nachaltem otam divinichem acharechem la reshet achuza pasuk that we keep coming back to, that you bequeath your avadim to your children. In other words, they're part of your estate. Which means that when you die, they go to your children, and they automatically transfer, and they don't go free. Unlike, of course, a wife. Hihachi amafkar avdo umet nami. So it should be the same case. If you're mafkir eved, and then you die, it should be the case that they immediately go to the kids. Alama amar memar hamafkar avdo umet oto haeved eno takana. A memar said this strange halacha, that if you're mafkir your slave, and then you die, that eved has no takana, because you can't write the get shechur, you're dead. And in the meantime, the kids can't free him because the kids don't own him anymore. So he's stuck. He's sort of in limbo. The answer is, Dame Markasha, that's really a difficult statement. It won't work with anything else that we've seen. Now, I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, I'm Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. We now have, and this will take us to the end of this podcast, a discussion about the ruling in the dispute between Abba Shaul and Rabbanan about whether the minor slaves are free or are the property of whoever grabs them first. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, halacha k'Abba Shaul. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi said the halacha follows Abba Shaul, and the minor slaves are really the property of whoever grabs them first. So I'm going to Rabbi Zerah Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. So he asked Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, who reported this, and he asked him the following: "Beferush shmi'alach or michlala shmi'alach? Did you hear explicitly Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi say the halacha is like Abba Shaul, or did you infer it?" So my klala would be the inference. Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi, because Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi told the following story: "I'm really from a Rebbe. Somebody came before a Rebbe." Amar nitir ashti miploni avdi. Somebody came and said, I've given up on my eved, he's gone. Mahu, what's the status of him? Amar lahem, omer ani, what did Rebbe say? Ein lo takana el bishtar. The only way out for this eved, once we identify who he is to give him a shtar. In other words, you were mafkir, you have to give him a shtar. V'yama Rabbi Yochanan, my time of the Rebbe, and Rabbi Yochanan explained what's Rebbe's reasoning. Gamar la la mi isha. This is a very famous hekesh that we're going to come across a lot in Gittin and also in Kiddushin a lot. That the word la, which is used in the context of the shifcha harufa, chupshalonitan la, and parallel word la in the context of a get, v'chatav la sefer kritut. So an ev, the relationship between a man and his eved, a man and his wife, are somewhat paralleled. Ma isha bishtar af evanami bishtar. So he said, just like a wife is divorced with a shtar, so an eved needs a shtar. That was his reasoning. So therefore you have to go give the shtar to this eved that you had given up on. V'kadaikat mina ki isha, and then you, hearing Rebbe say that, inferred that just like an isha, ma isha isura v'lo mamona, an isha is, the get, is there to function to release the isuri relationship, the marital relationship, not the financial relationship. Af eved nam isura v'lo mamona, so an eved also, which means that when an eved is a minor, therefore, you don't need the get, he's not released with that, and therefore someone else can claim him. So v'chlalam, mimichlalamai, and if you think that Rav Yaakov Bar Idi figured it out from that inference and didn't hear explicitly, so what's wrong with that? That's a good inference. So Amar Lei Adiraba, you could infer it the opposite way. He inferred it because Rebbe, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rebbe developed the parallel between Isha and Eved. Dok min al idachki, so you could use that inference and read it the opposite way. Ma isha ben gdola ben ktana, just like a wife is divorced with a shtar, whether she's an adult or a minor, af evanami ben gdola ben katan. So the same thing with an eved, it doesn't matter whether he's an adult or a minor, he goes free, and therefore halacha should be against Abba Shaul, all the avadim should be free. So Amar Levi Ferush Mi'ali. So Rav Yaakov Bar Idi said, you know what, I heard it explicitly, Rav Shmuel ben Levi, I heard him explicitly say that halacha is like Abba Shaul. That's version one. Rabbi Yochanan say, ain halacha k'Abba Shaul. The halacha does not follow Abba Shaul, and all the slaves are free of the ger. I'm Rav Zera of Chia Bar Abbas. Rav Zera asked the same question. Did you hear it explicitly, Rabbi Yochanan, say halacha is against Abba Shaul, or did you infer it? My klala, what was the inference? And same case. Same case. Amar lahem omer ani ein lo takana l'bishtar. Rabbi Yochanan, my time to Rebbe, gamar la la mi isha, my isha bishtar, f'evena mishtar. But that's the statement. Now, a kadaikat mina, here we are inferring, possibly, ki isha, ma isha ben gdula ben tana, just like a wife is divorced, whether she's an adult or a minor with a shtar, af eved nami ben gadol ben katan. And therefore the eved, in this case, goes free, whether he is adult or minor, and nobody else can claim him. And therefore halach is against avashol. What's wrong with that? The answer is, we could go in the opposite way as we did originally in the first inference. And since the get functions to release her isurim, it's the same thing with the eved, and therefore when the eved is purely property like a katan, he's not freed with that. So Rabbi said, I explicitly heard Rabbi Yochanan say the halacha is against Avashol. I did not infer it. So now we have a machloket, Rabbi Yochanan versus Rabbi Shuben Levi, about whether halacha is like Avashol or not. And we will pick up in the next podcast re-examining this story about Rebbe and with the fellow who said Nityashti, and that will take us to the Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Bet. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.